quella gondola!
Da di ra da, da di ra da, da di ra di ra da, da di ra da di da.
Welcome to another cheesy episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, Reverend Mark Time, with you as always every Sunday until noon. Today's show is going to be, well, side one of the hangover anyhow, will feature not a lot, but some of a genre of music known as cheesecake. Well, it's not actually the music that's the cheesecake. It's the record covers, and I know this is radio and you can't see the record covers, but I will be playing some cheesecake in the first hour of the show. The second hour of the show, side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover at 11 o'clock, will feature an interview with the guys from Off the Waffle. This is a waffle shop in town that everybody's been talking about. Anybody out of town that's listening to me probably has no idea about the buzz that this place is creating. Everybody's just talking about it. Hey, have you heard about the waffle shop? So we'll be talking about Off the Waffle at 11 o'clock. And I was driving in and I was thinking about all the things that us humans have in common. One of them is death, of course. The other one is sex. But the third thing is eating. And when you have a pleasant eating experience, that's a real cool thing. It's something all of us can relate to. So sit back, relax, grab a waffle and listen to another episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Do show e não fique magoado porque vou partir. É só o jeito que eu sou. Changes lá. Vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora porque vou me dar bem. Changes lá. Vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Não é por nada não, mas vou me divertir enquanto a vida assim permitir. Só procurar fazer amigos do bem, se precisar ajudar também. E agora liberdade e horizonte. Só você não sacou Nova York, Ipanema, Hong Kong. É nessa aí que eu tô. Changes lá, vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora porque eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes lá, vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Livre eu me sinto, sublime. Gente, mais gente. O mar e o céu azul. Changes lá, vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes lá, vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás.
Cheesecake and waffles. Waffles. Yes, that's the theme of the show here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Cheesecake and waffles. And we're playing some classic cheesecake right now. Well, when I say cheesecake, I'm referring to the cover.
All right.
Let me describe the cover of this record, Classic Exotica by Frank Hunter and his orchestra, White Goddess. Yes, there's some leaves of grass, but in the back is a naked woman. Out of focus, of course, because this was the 1950s. Emerging from some sort of pool of water, White Goddess. We're listening to the title track of White Goddess on Cap Records. We'll be playing, as incidental music, various cheesecake albums. And I call them cheesecake because what they are is records where the artist was probably too ugly to put on the cover, so they put a beautiful woman instead. We heard before Frank Hunter, we heard Sinatra, Joe Beam, Quiet Nights, and Quiet Stars from, there's a compilation of the Sinatra Joe Beam sessions. And we started out with a guy named Sue George, or S-E-U, Jorge, I really don't know how to pronounce it, a track called Changes. He does a whole CD of bossa nova versions of David Bowie songs. Let's move on. Speaking of, like, doing versions of people's songs, and speaking of a guy named Frank Sinatra, of course you know that I'm enchanted with the music of Anna Turnheim. She has this dark quality to her music. And her latest CD came with a EP of Sinatra songs. This is her version of Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's float.
right, from the Mark Time Classic Cheesecake Collection. This is an album called The Exotic Sound of De Los Rios, Kiss of Fire. And I really like this. Looks like 1960-ish, De Los Rios. And let's describe the cover for you. There's a fireplace and there's a rug. But right up close to you on that rug is a beautiful blonde. Nice lipstick on her. And it looks like the strap on her dress has kind of gone down her shoulder a little bit. Very nice cover. Yeah. Cheesecake and waffles here on the Sunday Morning Hangover with yours truly, the Reverend Mark Time. One of the CDs... before that beautiful track we heard was by A.R. Rahman. And A.R. Rahman is the gentleman behind the Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack. That's from a compilation CD by him. And let's see if I can figure out what I did with it. And that was a track called Himalaya. Really nice. Yeah. But we're going to kind of switch gears because I know you sleepyheads are just starting to wake up. Coffee's kind of kicking in. There's a new CD out. And it's by the woman from... I just blanked out. This is the problem when you're getting old. I'll talk about it in a minute. But this is a cover of a song that is really going around the station a lot. It's on the hit shelf here. I want to play the original, and I'll get back to you on what I know about it.
And Moses said unto Pharaoh, as the Lord had commanded, In this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river. They shall be turned into blood.
See, I told you today's show is going to be cheesy. A little tiny bit of the new William Shatner album. Yes, friends, William Shatner has a new CD out, and it's called William Shatner Reads Exodus, an Oratorio, music by David Itkin. Yeah, that was a little bit of the Ten Plagues by good old Bill Shatner, man. He's got his fingers in everything, doesn't he? Priceline. Oh, what are we listening to? I told you we were playing music from the Mark Twain Cheesecake Collection. This is another great Cheesecake record cover. I will describe it to you. Skin Diver Suite by Leo Diamond. Leo Diamond is a sort of a notorious harmonica player. Yes, here he comes. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble now. I'm looking at the back cover. It says, it's stamped on the cover. Property of radio station KMLA. Do not remove from library. Oops. Wonder where KMLA is. Probably Los Angeles. Anyhow, Skin Diver Suite. Let me describe the cover. Yes, it's underwater, of course. And there's this mermaid sitting on a rock. Of course she has no top on. Mermaids never wore tops. But her red hair and her blue eyes are... I keep getting distracted because her hair is kind of strategically placed so that you cannot see her, you know... But you can see her tail. Not, you know, her rear, but, you know, her mermaid tail. And it's beautiful. It's like full color. Leo Diamond, Skin Diver Suite. Yes, another great classic Cheesecake cover. Before that, Prince, his astounding version of One of Us. And that first track was by Harry Nilsson, Don't Forget Me. And the woman whose name I had a mind melt on was Nico Case. The new Nico Case CD has a cover of that song by Harry Nilsson. We've got letters. We've got at 11 o'clock an interview with the guys at the Waffle Shop. I don't know if you guys are listening, but get ready. Maybe they'll even be making waffles. Off the waffle, yeah. And I'm going to ask them some questions. I hope they're not too hard. In the meantime, I'm into this lady called Ann Peebles. And I recently acquired, I believe, her first record on High Records. She's kind of like if Al Green's band backed up this awesome lady singer. Any fans of R&B are going to like this one. This is Ann Peebles and Steal Away.
I've got to see you somehow. Well, not tomorrow. Right now, I know it's late. Oh, I can't wait. Come on and steal away. Please steal away. Now, start no thinking. Trying to make up your mind. Your folks are sleeping. Let's not waste any time. I know it's late. Can't be with you.
Okay, I was going to do a stolen song segment, but I'm having trouble finding the song that, you know. Well, here's the song they ripped off, okay? Oh, no, it's not this one. I'm sorry. Where is it? Let's move it up. Okay, this is a song that somebody, a current artist, has ripped off. Listen. Okay, I found it. I found it. The new Royksopp CD.
Told me to leave. We throw the keeper around each corner.
This CD's getting a lot of play around the station. A new Royksopp CD called Junior, and this track off of Junior is called Vision One. But it really is almost in the same key as Too High by Stevie Wonder. Yes, another classic example of stolen music. It's okay, though. It's just a riff, and there's nothing new under the sun anymore, for heaven's sake. You are listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time. We're playing Cheesecake, and we're going to have some waffles at 11 o'clock, an interview with the guys from Off the Waffle. But first, here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, we read your letters. Okay, I need the audience's help with this one. You guys got to call me and let me know if you know what song this is, the one that this lady's asking about. Hi, Mark. You played a song on your November 2nd show of 08 that I would really like to track down. It was either the last song or the second-to-last song that you played before your show ended. I've been hoping the playlist for the show would show up on your website, sundaymorninghangover.blogspot.com. But evidently, for some reason, that show hasn't been listed. I would really like to know the title and artist for that song, because I remember I liked it a lot when I used to hear it and then forgot about it. And now that I heard it again on your show, I remember how much I liked it, and I'd like to find a copy of it. So I've been around long enough to have heard that song when it was new, and consequently, I've also been around long enough to have trouble remembering the name of the song and who performed it. It's really an old-school R&B song, which I don't think was mainstream. The only other information I have to help identify the song is partial lyrics, which were something like, now I want you all to help me out with this, which is something like, quote, mashed potatoes, oh yeah, bony maroney, hoo-hoo. Now, I'm thinking it's Dee Dee Sharp doing mashed potatoes or gravy. I'd really appreciate it if you could help me out. I enjoy the Sunday Morning Hangover shows. Make it a point to listen. Thank you, and help me. If anybody knows what song that was, give me a call.
Ten cents.
Yes, glorious cheesecake, wonderful cheesecake, and waffles. Yeah.
Hey, where'd the cover go? Oh.
Yeah, I told you we were going to play some cheesy stuff today, and here's one of them. Okay, this song is called Soul Coaxing by Raymond Lefevre. And Raymond Lefevre was involved with a lot of stuff. He does Whiter Shade of Pale on here. I wonder what that sounds like. But, of course, the real reason I'm playing this is because of the cheesy cover. And I know this is radio. You can't see the covers. And there's no way I'm going to be taking pictures and posting them on SundayMorningHangover.blogspot.com or on Facebook or anything. But this woman, nice blonde woman, big blue eyes, of course, lots of eye makeup, reclining on, of course, some fur rug or something. And you know she's naked, but, you know, you can only see her from, like, her back from the waist up. Yep, she's got that look of love. I love cheesecake. That's what we're doing. We're featuring albums where the artists are too ugly to put on the cover. Before that, we heard Kiss and Tell by Brian Ferry, another typewriter song that led out of that Leroy Anderson. And thank you, Arm & Hammer, for solving the mystery of what that Boney Maroney mashed potato song was. It was Land of a Thousand Dances, but I forgot the name of the artist. So, that woman who wrote me, I will research that and write you back. Yes, a full-service show, the Sunday Morning Hangover. at your service, promising to give you tons of useless information. You know, there's a guy I've been obsessed with lately for months. I've got a cassette in my car, and I play it over and over again. And what it is it's the early works of James Brown, the early stuff. I'm not talking about, you know, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. I'm talking about the Please, Please, Please era. And this one song, I can't believe how revolutionary it is. It's from an early James Brown album, and it's called I've Got Money. I want you to just listen to what he's doing. It's probably 1962.
I've got money, and now I need love. I've got money, and now I need love. When I get my loving, I'll be the happy one. I've got money, no more money I need. Oh, I got money, no more money I need.
Says the Monkees didn't rock, huh? Come on. Proof positive right here, even though Davy Jones is all over it. And what would you follow James Brown with except the Monkees, right? The two go right together. You are listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover. In about 5-10 minutes, I'm going to have an interview with the guys from Off the Waffle. I hope they're not too busy or hungover. Yeah, on Sunday.
From the end to the early light.